All right, folks, Mike Adams here on the Health Ranger Ranch. I wanted to bring your attention to the fact that the mesquite pods are coming in now. And these, of course, this is one of the, seven or eight wild food sources that I've identified on my ranch. And these trees, they grow like weeds, these mesquite trees. They're actually considered basically weeds in Texas. But the Native Americans used to take these and they would use a mortar and pestle to grind these up, minus the seeds, into a flour. And then with that mesquite flour, they could make tortillas or, you know, something similar to that, different kinds of food. And what happens is when these mature even more and they drop to the ground, then the wild hogs will get them on the ground. And the seeds, of course, as usual, are impervious to digestion. So the wild hogs are then spreading the seeds for the mesquite trees. And the mesquite trees have a deep tap root that goes down, in many cases, 25, 30 feet, even more. So they can handle extreme drought conditions. They need no maintenance, they need no pesticides, and yet they just produce loads of wild food. And this food is, of course, more mineral rich than the typical foods you get from the grocery store. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful. So also, in addition, these trees, when they bloom, they really support pollinators. And that's critical right now because of the colony collapse that's happening due to the neonicotinoid insecticides. So if you get a chance to grow some mesquites, you know, celebrate this extraordinary plant, this wild food source that supports wildlife and yourself if you wish to harvest and process these. And you can actually make mesquite pancakes. You can actually buy our pancake mix at healthrangerstore.com and grind some of this up, mix in about one third of this into our pancake mix. You can have Native American mesquite organic blueberry vanilla pancakes. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? All right, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Have a great day.